Hi, welcome to the third episode of Relax with Excel, where you may learn something about Excel, but will probably fall asleep. Then again, maybe you'll learn in your sleep. In this episode, we're going to cover the basics of VLOOKUP. VLOOKUP is one of the more well-known lookup functions in Excel. Like most lookup functions, it's used to find things in a table or range of data. For VLOOKUP, it is looking into a row and would return result from that row depending on the column that you choose. For example, if you have a two-column table with column 1 as the part number and column 2 as the price, you might want to use VLOOKUP function to execute a lookup that returns the price when you type in the part number in another cell. Let's pretend that we do have the situation and column A has over 100 unique part numbers going down the rows and column B has the prices for each part. You might want to use column D as the area to do your lookup. Cell D1 would have the text part to lookup and cell D2 would have the title price. In cell D1, this is where you input any part number to be looked up. In cell D2, is where you write out the VLOOKUP function. At its most basic, it would take three arguments or inputs: the value to look up, the range where it would find the data to be looked up, and the column number of that range where it would find the value to return. There is a fourth argument, but if that's omitted, it would default to true. If you hit the part number 123 in row 500 and wanted to just type 123 in cell D1 of the lookup cell to get back a price. In the cell D2, you would write the lookup function. It would begin with an equal sign, and then the VLOOKUP keyword, and open parentheses, D1, that is for the cell that you had inputted the number 123, or any other part number in the future. That was the first argument. Then type comma. The second argument is going to be the range of data where the lookup table is. You can select from A1 to B101 because that would have the range of data where the part number is in the first column and the price is in the second column. Or you can just type the following, A1:B101. The third argument would be what column to bring back the value from. Since price is in the second column, you would type the number 2 here. You can just type closing parentheses after that to complete the function. VLOOKUP would effectively look in the first column for the value of the part number 123 and then go row by row to find it. Once it finds it in row 500, it would move to the second column to bring back the associated price. And that is how a basic VLOOKUP function works. When you have a large table with many columns and want to use a lookup function to quickly find, say, columns 5 or 8 and the value based on the lookup value, VLOOKUP is often one of the better tools to do this. So that was a basic explanation of VLOOKUP and how to use it in Excel. If you're still awake, thanks for getting this far. If you're asleep, pleasant dreams.